The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you're one of those that are signed up on DCAST, where it's a live broadcast and you can watch me every day, we have it shut off today because I've been doing a little yard work, and I have so much allergy going on in my eyes right now because of the pollen. Everything's blossoming here right now in the state of Minnesota. No one's complaining about that. But I'll tell you what, when that pollen's out, my eyes go shut. I literally look like someone punched both my eyes. My face looks like Rocky, for a better way of saying it. What would you say about that, Sam? Pretty crazy stuff?
Yeah, right on.
I mean, seriously, do I look like... It's never been this bad before.
Looks like you just got punched in the face like you're... Sylvester Stallone.
You mean it looks like I punched Sylvester Stallone in the face? But I've been punched in the face by pollen.
That's better.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. We were just in Pennsylvania, actually in Philadelphia, and there's a statue of Sylvester Stallone, Rocky. Everybody knows who that is, right? And I'm 6'5", and I stood up next to his statue, which is right by the Liberty Bell. And, folks, I'm like a head and a half taller than him, and I just kind of took some pictures with the kids. But it was interesting to note. I didn't know that he was going to be there. But they treat him like he is a real individual. They really believe that his name is Rocky. Crazy stuff. But aside of that, we went to see the Liberty Bell, and we went to go to Independence Hall. That's what we were there for. Rocky got in the way. So anyways, aside of that, friends, sorry about the DCAST being down today, but I'm just not going to embarrass myself, just so you know. Wanted to let you know, folks, that if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. America, you are under attack. Again, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. This is what Tacitus said a long, long time ago under the Roman Empire. And again, I'll say it one more time. This is what we're going to be talking about today. And hopefully, if we can get to it during the second hour, we'll talk about Romans 13. But before we do, again, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. There's a whole lot of that going on here in America today, is it not? Again, Tacitus said that. We're going to talk about that in just a couple minutes. Before we get over there, I want you to go over and check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, along with sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. And folks, without further ado, just for the sake of time, because I'm a long-winded brother from another mother, I've got a lot to say, and I've got a lot on my plate today. So what I want to do is I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I want you to check out this article. It's Hillary Clinton, Let the Congregation Say Amen. I was sharing with you, doing a little bit of a recap over the last week, but I was sharing with you, friends, that concerning those anti-gunners, namely Chelsea Clinton, who said that, you know, now Scalia's dead, let's go ahead and gut the Second Amendment. This on sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. But we know that a well-regulated militia, America, that's the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights, which are thou shalt nots to those that serve serve we the people. That's why they're called representatives. They derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. Read the Declaration of Independence. But it says a well-regulated militia. You are the militia, America. Being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, in saying that, I brought up yesterday that no representative has any business tearing down the Constitution and attempting to recreate it in their own ungodly, devilish image. Okay? That's not what they've been appointed for. As a matter of fact, when they put their hand on the Bible, they swore to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, friends, in spite of themselves. We need to deal with them. And I had shared, and this is what I want you to hear, America, you have no road to kick the can down. There is no road in front of you. You can't kick the can further down the road because there's no more road left. Okay? I've shared with you, friends, that the frog is boiled to death. Okay? You're at the point now where either you deal with criminal politicians or you can bet your bottom dollar you are going to be disarmed. And until you send the message that you will not tolerate this through representatives that have been put in a place of trust to serve we the people and to magnify the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States, our founding documents, friends, and until you send the message that justice is the guardian of liberty, and if you violate that law to those politicians, you need to let them know that we will drop the law upon you to establish justice, to establish righteousness and peace within the gates of the United States of America. I want to say that one more time. If you fail to deal with these criminal politicians in American government lawfully, and you folks sit back and tolerate the crimes of these anti-gunners, the likes of Hillary Clinton, so on and so forth, this criminal administration as well, if you fail to send the message that you will no longer tolerate their crimes, impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, indict them and charge them and incarcerate them, nothing's going to change in this country. Furthermore, if you don't deal with them, friends, America, I want you to understand that you will at length be disarmed. I want you to listen to Hillary Clinton in front of a bunch of useful idiots. Listen carefully.
We need you to be able to use your executive powers to legislate that you can't carry guns in cars. You can't bring guns in buildings that are not insured to carry them. We need executive powers that say that we will fight for life and not kowtow to this, to the sons and daughters of Charleston Heston. We can't kowtow to the sons and daughters of Charleston Heston. We must have a greater voice. Thank you for coming, and I will elect you. Vote.
That was bought and paid for. Listen to this useful idiot.
Wow. Let the congregation say amen.
Okay, now that was Hillary Clinton again, friends, speaking to a bunch of useful idiots. And friends, rest assured, this individual was bought and paid for to go ahead and give out his 2 cents. And when I call them useful idiots, do keep in mind Vladimir Lenin rightly called them useful idiots. But to say that we need to get rid of guns, but you can have them, and we know that you corrupt politicians are committing crimes against we the people, and we know that you corrupt politicians are the ones that are trying to disarm us, doesn't that tell you something, America? Even going so far, America, to legitimize the crimes of the Clintons in the first place when she should have been thrown in prison a long time ago along with her criminal drug trafficking husband? And the key thrown away, friends, until that message is sent, nothing's going to change, and you will at length be disarmed. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. You can't fix stupid. And folks, these useful idiots, what they don't realize is they're being used to their own demise. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for making us the number one radio show across the nation on Genesis Communication Networks on Saturday. Folks, we do truly appreciate the fact that you are listening. Furthermore, if you'd like to jump over on Facebook, there's 345,000 people that are interacting on a daily basis because there's 345,000 people in this country that realize that we can do this. Again, check out Bradley Dean, double E, on Facebook, Bradley Dean. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour and 45 minutes, 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, 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 terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. 1 Corinthians 11:1. Just saying. Friends, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, highlighting the article, Chelsea Clinton, Scalia's out of the way, so now we can gut the Second Amendment. Either you deal with criminal politicians, America, or you will be disarmed. There is no in-betweenites there, just saying. Wanted to let you know, too, as well, friends, because we can see what the whole homosexual agenda is aimed at. This pastor was fired from his government job for preaching this at his church. And you can rest assured, friends, there's a major lawsuit coming behind this one, because when you look at this brother from another mother, he's not going to back down because he understands that of God before us, who can be against us? He's made more than a conqueror through the trials that now afflict him. But rest assured, friends, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. And also understand that true Christians understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail. And it's time, church, to get on the offensive rather than staying on the defensive. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, just highlighting SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Black Lives Matter, all five members of them, this activist pled guilty to faking racism on Twitter. Did you hear what I said? This is how it works. This is how it's set up, friends. They play the victim while they perpetuate the crime. Black Lives Matter activist pleads guilty to faking racism on Twitter. Where did racism come from? I'm wanting and I'm waiting for someone to call me up and say, you're a racist. Can you tell me where that statement came from, please? What is a racist? I mean, the Bible tells us clearly that all nations are one blood. We're in this together. I mean, it seems like the only ones decrying racism are the black folks in America. At least that's how the state-controlled narrative would have it set. And the reason they're doing that is because they're trying to set against black against whites. Because divide and conquer is their method. Nothing new under the sun, friends. We're into this this process together. I don't care what color you are. We're in this together. But where did racism come from? It's a communist tactic, friends. Leon Trotsky said that racism was created to browbeat dissenters. In other words, call them names, those law abiders, call them names and tear down the law and cause them to sheepishly capitulate by what you do by attacking them. Have them capitulate. Call them names. Oh, that's called politically correct. You're traitors to principles, to those that fall in line with that dangerous, dangerous ideology. Racism is to browbeat dissenters. It was created by Leon Trotsky, and I'm sure it was around a long time before he was. But who is Leon Trotsky? Well, he was a Stalin revolutionist. Right along with Vladimir Lenin. They're dangerous people. It's a communist tactic, and there's a lot of useful idiots using it today. Black Lives Matter, the atheists, the homosexuals, whatever the case might be. Those are the ones that have the spear behind the shield. They're attacking you through the method, friends. It's communism. Let the communist feel your steel that they might retreat. But if they feel your mush, they are going to proceed. Just saying. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I wanted to let you know, kind of backtracking just a little bit here, but I want you to understand what's going on in the United States of America concerning gun banners. Who, by the way, are they themselves armed? Against those that they serve. Again, putting it into perspective. California seeks to eliminate all gun dealers. Folks out in California, why you have tolerated that criminal, Jerry Johnson? I mean, I can go to the White House. I go there all the time. But why you have tolerated the crimes of Jerry, your governor out there, Mr. Jerry Brown, folks, and your senator, Mrs. Feinstein? I don't for the life of me understand what it is you people in California, furthermore, you people in the United States of America, I don't understand why you tolerate the things that you tolerate. Evil prevails because good men do nothing. That's the only way evil prevails. When good men stand up and do the stuff, as we call here in the ministry, guess what? We win the day. God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Yeah? Amen? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, a judge sentences a veteran to 24 hours in jail, but what he does for the veteran has made headlines. Friends, he went and spent time with the man that he sentenced to jail for 24 hours in the jail cell with him. Folks, that is love. That's the real deal love. That's a good judge. That's edification and exhortation. That's impartation. And this judge apparently understood that this kid, this young veteran, needed a little bit more than just a smack. And I praise God for good judges. I praise God for good governments in this country. Just for the record. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, folks. My goodness. What the media didn't tell you about Arabic-speaking Muslim. What's going on in your country right now, friends, is just incredible. I'm looking at the headlines on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, giving it to you because the state-controlled, CIA-controlled media doesn't want you to know. Islamic Imam, before Passover, remember, Jews are pigs, apes, and Satan in human form. Folks, these people are just nothing more than useful idiots to their own demise. I mean, they're devils incarnate is what these people are. And it's over the top. I was just talking about friends, about those that you cannot criticize. Those are the ones that mean to rule over you. Tacitus said if you would know who controls you, you would see. You could see who you may not control. I'm sorry. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Tacitus said that. Folks, it's been a week of weeks concerning the assaults on the American people coming from the administration and their communist allies within and without. They're becoming more emboldened, ruthless, and obvious as to who's responsible for the crimes committed against the American people, especially those involving the sodomite communities. You ever heard of the Homosexual Manifesto, friends? And let me start off by saying this. You do need to understand that this is government-initiated. What you're seeing with the transgenders in the United States of America, that's the branch on the tree. Sodomy is illegal. A little bit of a recap. Yesterday I was sharing with the American people as to why we are where we're at today. Well, because when the sodomites came out of the closet, and instead of you enforcing the law to make sure that those felons stay in the closet, this is what's happened. But again, I shared with the American people over and over again as to what it was about in the first place, because that's all we have to do is look to Canada. And when you look to Canada, what's the first thing they did? They initiated something. They implemented something called, as they stumbled over the preamble in Canada, where they took God out of the equation, the stumbling block. The first thing they did when the homosexuals got their way concerning marriage, which it's not about marriage, first thing they did was attack the church, the same way that they're doing here in America. Second thing they did was attack homeschoolers, the same thing they're trying to do here in America. The third thing, just so you understand, it's a global initiative. The third thing they did, friends, was the radical homosexuals wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old in Canada. And friends, just to share with you, how many times did I tell you that the radical Muslims are right on the heels of the homosexuals? Isn't it interesting over in Canada right now, the prime minister is a practicing Muslim? And isn't it interesting, friends, that he's allowing how many hundreds of thousands of radical Muslims to come into their country, which, by the way, many believe to be a staging point for an attack on America? Well, I was right, and I try to tell you. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Before we get rocking on this, too, by the way, I want you guys to understand the homosexuals, I know they love to talk about civil rights, and they want to go ahead and attempt to attach their sin to the color of the black people's skin by decrying, you know, we want our rights, we want our civil rights. Well, folks, I want you to understand that Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that men should not be judged according to the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. In other words, the rule of law. That distinguishes that which is evil and that which is good. Thaddeus Stevens said during the debate of the 14th Amendment, said no distinction would be tolerated in this purified republic were ruled by law, not by opinion, but what rose from merit and conduct. Okay, let's get that out of the way. Going back to the government interest that I was sharing with you, friends, because you do need to understand all this homosexuality and this lesbianism and this transgender garbage going on. It's all the government. This is who they are, friends. You do need to understand that, and I'm going to get to that in a moment. But Chai Feldblum, an open lesbian who was nominated as a commissioner of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission by Obama, said, I believe granting liberty to gay people, sodomites, advances a compelling government interest, that such an interest cannot be adequately advanced if pockets of resistance are permitted to flourish. In other words, they must shut down all opposition, and they must shut down Amendment 1 of the Bill of Rights, and that is the freedom of speech, and that's what they're after. Remember what Tacitus said? He said, if you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Did you hear what he said? If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize, friends. Now, I'm bringing this up for the very purpose that I want the people to know that the homosexuals say that the Homosexual Manifesto, which was actually brought forth in 1987, February 15th February 21st by Michael Swift, this Homosexual Manifesto, they tell us, is just a satire. And it was my last article on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's called The Homosexual Manifesto, Just a Satire. Silly Americans. Silly, silly Americans. Barack Hussein Obama, the first gay president, and his controllers appointed 225 radical lesbians, homosexuals, and transgenders to governmental positions only to be used, again, as a political battering ram to upend American sovereignty. That's what it's about. To give way to radical Muslims, friends, through totalitarian government, because the Muslims are being used as well. Yet the American people were told that the Gay Manifesto was just satire. For example, the Gay Manifesto, written by Michael Swift, February 15th to the 21st, 1987, said, "We shall sodomize your sons, that they will be recast into our image. The Homosexual Manifesto states that your sons shall become our minions and do our biddings. They threatened that those that oppose them would be stabbed in their cowardly hearts and that they would defile your dead puny bodies if you spoke out against them." It also states in the Homosexual Manifesto that we're told, that's just a satire by the homosexual sodomites, they say that all churches that condemn homosexuality and the lifestyle will be closed. Isn't that who this administration's attacking? Why, yes, it is, but you're told it's just a satire. Folks, it starts out saying, "We shall sodomize your sons." How many homosexual pedophile crimes are coming forward now, friends? I mean, I've shared with you in the past, friends, that the NEA, National Education Association, has something called a homosexual caucus, a gay caucus. That wasn't good enough for them. Like I told you, it wouldn't be, because you're dealing with the lawless people that are at war with God, the God that you say you serve, America. And now they have something called a drag queen caucus. These are your kids, America. Barack Hussein Obama appointed none other than Kevin Jennings as a safe school czar. By the way, the mothers across the United States of America and the fathers across this country stood up and said, "No way," and they got rid of him. But Kevin Jennings is the founder of GLSEN. And he's the one that wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education. And don't forget about his icon, Harry Hay, friends, who's now dead in hell where he belongs. He was an icon for NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. Listen carefully. North American Man Boy Love Association. An organization that is constantly being observed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation for their crimes against children. You know what the slogan is on the NAMBLA's slogan? Do you know what it is during gay pride parades, friends? It's sex before 8, before it's too late. What is this all about? Look to Canada. I've already shared with you, America, but it's just a satire, say they. It's just a satire. It's not for real. Of course it is. Of course it is. I know you've been told so many times, friends, by the state-controlled little useful idiots, the self-proclaimed journalists that, listen, that's just a theory, man. That's a theory. That's just a satire. Come on. You're a conspiracy theorist. Really? How long are those theories going to go on, friends, before you finally figure out it's not theory at all? This reminds me of Adolf Hitler's propaganda. His propagandist was nothing, none other than who? Joseph Goebbels. Folks, you bet your bottom dollar that joker had his little useful idiots on anybody that spoke the truth out against Adolf Hitler and his dangerous regime. But again, we can even see that again concerning his regime, that the apple doesn't fall too far from Adolf Hitler neither. Because when we look at Joseph Mengele, he's the guy that said, an SS officer that did heinous crimes, unspeakable crimes to innocent people. He said, "The more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's us doing it to you." That's a part of the delusion that God would send disobedient people because they love not the truth. Read the book of Thessalonians, friends. But going back, Michael Swift, it's just a satire, say the homosexuals, silly Americans. Tackett has said, "If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Who's trying to shut you down, America? Who's attacking you, America? Well, they're riding roughshod right over the top of you, going for the bathroom so they can violate the little innocents in bathrooms. It's the government doing it, friends. This is who they are. This is who they are." It states that they will rewrite history. History filled with your heterosexual lies and distortions. It's my understanding that on television, sitcoms are loaded with homosexuals. Yep. But do you remember how this all started, friends? It all started out as a joke. Remember Three's Company? Everything was a joke. A gay joke. Everything. I remember it as a kid. But we can see that the joke is on the people that accept this. And those that accept it, rest assured, they are attacking you to no end. And their end aim is to shut you down. And I want to tell you something, friends. In the process of that, what they don't realize is Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Oh, Bradley, that's hate. Nope, that's the word of God. And by the way, that's history. That is H-I-S-story. That's his story. That's what history is. Crazy stuff. We just put this article out. It goes on to 40 outlets across the United States. And interestingly enough, one lady emailed me and she said, I can't even read Bradley's words. She's so appalled as to what's going on. She said, I want my country back. She's so offended by what's going on. Offend in a proper sense, friends. When an immoral criminal says that he's offended at the judge that drops down the sentence upon the head of the criminal, for the criminal to look at the judge and say that offends me, it's so out of school, friends, it sickens me. But America, this is what you've accepted as well. When the radicals say that they're offended, you look at them and say, I don't care if you're offended or not. We're ruled by God in this country, not by your lawlessness. Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. Check it out, Webster's 1828 dictionary. These meanings that we take on today are so far backwards. If they're not created, friends, we need to put our language back in order. And we need to back it up with our hearts and our obedience to the Christ that we say that we love. Amen? Patriots, conservatives, yeah. Amen. Michael Swift, February 15th to the 21st, 1987, the Gay Manifesto. Folks, it's just a satire, they say. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize, said Tacitus. Hey, America, are you guys, are you all out there being good little slaves? Are you shutting up? Are you playing the little traitors to your own principles by going along to get along? Yeah. How's that working out for you? How's that working out for your posterity? You know, I remember the statement that Harriet Tubman made. She was called the Moses of her time. When she was set free, she would go free other slaves in the colonies. And she was approached with a question. How many slaves did you actually liberate? And Harriet Tubman, in her experience, said, hundreds. And she said, I would have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. That's exactly right. But it's just a satire, America. All this homosexual stuff, they're the victims. Come on. Hey, friends, what I'm talking about right now is the enforcement of law. I'm talking about our constitutional republic, not what some criminal administration wants you to believe that we are, which we are not. This is a global initiative to roughshod and to overthrow free speech globally to give way to another group of useful idiots called the Muslims. You know, friends, oftentimes I listen to what's going on as the Holy Ghost brings it to remembrance. And here's one for you. I am just blown away. At the end of the day, we see all of these politicians worldwide creating wars. Instead of the people standing up and throwing them into a ring to let them fight it out, millions and millions of innocent people die. Well, the two that you think are fighting amongst each other are actually in it together. They're being used to bring about division, to divide and conquer too, to create the war. But at the end of the day, friends, there's only going to be two people left, and guess what they're going to do? They're going to want to take somebody out too, and then bye-bye, humanity.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chasers show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey friends, just to give you a little history lesson, by the way, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, World War, a little history for you, World War II survivor, an Austrian Kitty Werthmann, I did an event with her out in Georgia, is giving the American people a lesson in history. Her tale of Adolf Hitler's rise to power is one that we should all take heed to because it's chilling, it's terrifying, but worst of all, it sounds familiar. I'm talking about the Homosexual Manifesto right now, and some will say, well, what does that have to do with Hitler? Has anybody taken the time to read the book called The Pink Swastika? Has anybody taken the time to know the history of who the SS were, friends? Do your homework. Do your homework. Because it is chilling, friends. Because you see the same, well, you see history repeating itself here in America, friends. Verbatim, to a T. And again, if you would just simply do your homework on the Bushes, friends, you would understand who Daddy Bush's daddy's daddy was. Grandpa Bush, Prescott Bush, was illegally financing Hitler's war, friends. And when you get some time, check out Project Paperclip, where they took some of these war criminals over into America. Do your homework, America! If you look at the digression of America, when did we start going down big time? Yes, there's a lot of events that took place in history, but purposed events, friends. When George Bush Sr. took office, friends, he began to attack America every step of the way. And he, again, friends, was the guy that said, out of chaos that they create, friends, can we create a new world order? And if you have not taken the time, speaking of the Homosexual Manifesto, because, friends, it's not a satire, it is a reality, do check out, friends, Conspiracy of Silence, because some of these kids start naming names, friends, as to who are pedophiles in Washington, D.C., and you better bet your bottom dollar, friends, it is infiltrated, your government is infiltrated with pedophiles. As a matter of fact, let me get over to this. If you would know who controls you, see who you may not criticize. Tacitus, talking about the Homosexual Manifesto, just a satire, and I named it right after that, friends. Silly, silly Americans to fall for the stupidity. Did you guys know that just last week it was uncovered that former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert, molested four boys. These are the four that came forward, friends. Rest assured there's more behind him. Molested four boys while he was a high school wrestling coach, but he wouldn't be charged. Wow. Did you remember that the ICE investigation at the Pentagon, which exposed over 5,000 employees downloading child pornography, and instead of the guilty being prosecuted for their felony offenses, the Department of Injustice under criminal Eric Holder conveniently stated that they didn't have enough manpower to bring prosecutions? Really? Oh, and just to further prove my point, friends, we're talking about the Homosexual Manifesto. It's just a satire, saith the radical sodomites. It's just a satire, man. It's fake. It's not real. Sergeant First Class Charles Martland, a Green Beret, who learned from a 12-year-old Afghan boy's mother that an Afghan Muslim police commander had chained her son to his bed to be repeatedly abused, raped by this Afghan police officer. Martin intervened, and because he protected the child and his mother against an admitted rapist, Sergeant Martin was ordered involuntary discharge from the United States military. This is what the narrative isn't, friends. This is what they don't want you to know. This is who they are. This satire is who they are. And they want you to believe it's not. It's like when a politician commits a crime, he calls it law. It's not law, friends. It's policy. But if it has the color of law, it smells like law, and it looks like law, guess what? People believe it is because they were told it was, when in fact it's not. It's the same thing with the satire. Pull the curtain back, friends. I mean, this is crazy stuff going on in your country. Those that are standing up for little innocent boys concerning our military are discharged for stopping the rape of children? Folks, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? What's going on, friends? All of what you see today, friends, is who they are. It's who they are. And there's no getting away from that. On October 28, 2009, Barack Hussein Obama, again, the criminal himself, signed into law. Again, friends, it's not law because it runs in contrast to God's moral law, said William Blackstone, a founder along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu. If it counters God's moral law, it is not law at all, friends. It's crime. And again, just to throw in my two cents of history, remember, government's purpose is to restrain men from sin, not to advocate it against children. Oh, and for those that think that's just way out there, the pedophiles now want their rights, friends. Oh, Bradley, that's ludicrous. No, that's true. They want their rights. They want to normalize what they're doing contrary to American law. It's a felony, America. Sodomy is a felony, America. Set your watch, your phone, whatever the case is, to do due diligence concerning your state statutes concerning sodomy. I guarantee it's a felony. And then tell me how your state preamble starts out acknowledging. Who does it acknowledge? Okay? Hey, folks, Barack Hussein Obama signs into law, which again is not law, the Matthew Shepard hate crime legislation, which was based on a lie. Of course it was, just like everything else they do. America was told that Shepard was a victim of a hate crime. Hey, friends, all crime is motivated by hate. All crime is motivated by hate. All crime is motivated by hate. The definition of a hate crime: a crime is usually defined by state law as one that involves threats, harassment, or physical harm and is motivated by prejudice against someone's race, color, religion, national origin, ethnicity, sexual orientation was just added, or physical or mental ability. Sexual orientation was just added since the 70s, friends. Okay. Huh. Didn't know that. Well, you do now. You definitely do now. Did you know that this whole lie that was pushed on the American people concerning Matthew Shepard, did you know what they are equating a hate crime to and who is actually the one that they used as a per se model? And I say that with respect concerning James Byrd Jr., who was a black man. Remember how I told you, and by the way, the black communities don't like this at all. The homosexuals are attempting to attach their sleeve to the buttonhole of the blacks because they want to be the victims of hate, when in fact they're the victims of the law, friends. But did you know that James Byrd, who the hate crimes is named after, along with Matthew Shepard, he was a black man who was murdered by three white men in Jasper, Texas in June of 1998? The men offered Byrd a ride, but instead of bringing him home to his destination, they beat him and then dragged him behind a pickup truck along an asphalt pavement after they wrapped a heavy logging chain around his ankles. Byrd was pulled along for about 2 miles as the truck swerved from side to side. James Byrd, the black man who remained conscious throughout the dragging, was killed when his body hit the edge of a culvert, cutting off his right arm and his head. The murderers drove on for another mile before dumping the rest of his body in front of a black American cemetery. The same year, Matthew Shepard was brutally beaten, tied to a fence, and left for dead. Now, this was portrayed to the American people as a hate crime because Shepard was a homosexual sodomite, when in fact it was a bungled burglary not motivated by hate. Matter of fact, one of Shepard's murderers told ABC News, who's not going to tell you the truth, America, ABC News isn't, that he was high on crystal meth during the attack and it was the drugs that sparked his rage, not Shepard's orientation. And keep in mind, friends, Shepard is the one that initiated or advanced towards these guys. He put his hand on one of their legs. And during the time of the trial, however, the killers remained silent about the issue in exchange for not receiving the death sentence. You see how that works? The government went in there and said, listen, don't say what this crime was really about. Don't actually give the details of what it was really about and why you were motivated to commit the crime. We want to use it for something else, for that special interest that none other than Chai Feldblum was talking about, a compelling government interest to do what? To upend your sovereignty, to give way to crime. The more immoral people become in this country, the more government wields control over you. Going to be right back after this break. Hour two coming up.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.